Luke 17:11-19. Faith, obedience, and gratitude. Peace to all my brothers and sisters listening in today. Faith. The lepers today that we hear that Jesus encounters have great faith and hope in him. They know his name. They raise their voice. They shout out to him, calling him Master. They know he is the Lord who can heal them, and so they ask for mercy. Do we have the same faith and hope in Jesus, that if we simply cry out to him with all our heart, that he can help us today? Jesus will affirm that it is their very faith which saves them. They believe that Jesus is God and that God will help them and show them mercy. Mercy was once defined as not getting the punishment or the bad that you deserve, and grace as getting the good or the reward that you don't deserve. 2, obedience. These 10 lepers not only are believers, but they are actually obedient to what Jesus asked them to do, even before they listen to Jesus, who tells them to follow what is written in Leviticus in going to the priest, showing themselves to him. They go. Even the law of Leviticus says that first you have to be cured, then go show yourself to the priest, but they go obedient to his word. This was a great act of faith and obedience because the law spoke that first you have to be cured. Their trust in God, however, is rewarded as they are healed on the way. This is a great lesson for us to walk in the right direction, always believing that God will do what he promises, trusting that even though we don't see it, we walk by faith. Obedience saves. It is that inner attitude of hearing God's voice and trusting in him. That's where we get it from, etymologically speaking, that there's two Latin words, ob audere, and it means to hear. 3, gratitude. Only one returns to thank Jesus, and it is, of course, the Samaritan. We are told that he glorifies Jesus in a loud voice, and he falls to his feet to thank him. This is the posture of humility and complete gratitude. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, more than any priest saint I know, teaches us why gratitude is so important. He wrote in a letter in 1542, "It seems to me, in light of the divine goodness, though others may think differently, that ingratitude is one of the most worthy of detestation before our Creator and Lord and before all creatures capable of his divine and everlasting glory, out of all the evils and sins which can be imagined. For it is a failure to recognize the good things, the graces, and the gifts received. As such, it is the cause, beginning, and origin of all evils and sins. On the contrary, recognition and gratitude for the good things and the gifts received is greatly loved and esteemed both in heaven and on earth." Today, let us live out what Saint Gianna Beretta Moller said was the secret of all happiness, and that is to live moment by moment and thank God for what he is sending us every day in his goodness. May God bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Always remember, heaven is our goal.